This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He gave them the salam, but they still killed him. I welcome you to Noble Quran Stories. This story, we have the ingredients of love for this dunya. Not verifying, not investigating, basing your actions upon assumptions. We have the ingredient of spilling the blood of fellow Muslims unjustly. What is this story? What is this story in a nutshell? Well, some of the Sahaba were on a journey, on an expedition, and they come across an individual who claimed to be a Muslim. He said, "I am a Muslim." Some narrations, he mentions the Shahada. And they said, "No, rather you are insincere. This is a lie. This is just fake news. You are not truly a Muslim." And they spilt his blood and took the booty from him. They returned to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he reprimands them severely. And the verses of Surah An-Nisa, verse number 94, are then revealed. So what is the story, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah? Allah mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he states, O believers, O people, when you hear Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, give it your ear, because it's something important, an order that you need to abide by, or it's a prohibition, you need to be wary of this matter. When you see in the Noble Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, take note, pay attention. إِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, when you travel in the path of Allah, when you are out in jihad, when you are on an expedition in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should you do? فَتَبَيَّنُوا فَتَبَيَّنُوا فَتَثَبَّتُوا, then investigate, verify, do not make assumptions. We find the qira'ah of Kisa'i, Hamza and Khalaf, that instead of فَتَبَيَّنُوا it is فَتَثَبَّتُوا, which means the same, verify, don't base your actions upon assumptions, confirm the matter, don't assume. Don't assume what? وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا, and do not say to the one who gave you salam, لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا, you are not a believer. And so here, that individual, the story goes, that the Sahaba were out on this expedition. They come to a certain village, and most of the people fled, but one man remained, and he was a Muslim. He was secretly living amongst his people as a Muslim. They didn't know he was a Muslim. He was probably waiting for the time when the Muslims take over that area. Then he will announce his Islam. And so now that the Muslim forces have arrived, he waited for them. And he gave them the salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some narrations, he even mentioned the Shahada. He said that he is a believer, he is a Muslim. How did they respond? لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا, no, you are not a believer. You are insincere in the statement. You're only probably saying this to save your life. That's why you are saying this. And thus he was killed. And in some narrations, Miqdad ibn Amr was the one who killed him. And then they took all of the booty that he had with him. They returned to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this verse is revealed. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam reprimands those sahaba severely. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, that what will you do with La ilaha illallah tomorrow? The man said the Shahada, he mentioned the Kalima. What will you do with it tomorrow on Yawm al-Qiyamah? What will you do with this Kalima? How will you answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that's one of the reasons for revelation mentioned in the books of Tafsir. They also, some of them mentioned another, that rather it was somebody by the name of Muhallim ibn Jathama. Muhallim ibn Jathama, he was in the expedition. And when they went out, they come across this man. And this man, he gave the salam, he claimed that he was a Muslim, but between him and Muhallim ibn Jathama, in the days of Jahiliyyah, there were issues, there were some issues. And Muhallim said, no, no, you're not being sincere in this matter. And Muhallim pounced upon him and killed him. They returned to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The verse is either revealed at that time, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes mention of it, reprimands Muhallim. And the story here goes, as Imam al-Tabari states, that Muhallim, he passed away within a week. Within a week he had passed away. And when they buried him, the earth would not accept his body. The earth would keep on spitting his body out. They would rebury him, and the earth would spit out his body a few days later, until eventually they got rid of the body. So that's a second reason for revelation or story associated with this verse. And then the third one is that no, rather it was Usama ibn Zayd, the beloved of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Usama went out in this expedition, they were fighting the enemy, and one of the enemy, he was killing many from amongst the Muslims. Until eventually Usama and an Ansari, they were able to pounce upon him. And when they pounced upon him, he said, La ilaha illallah, or he mentions the Shahada. And so the Ansari was hesitant. He pulled back. But Usama, he finished off the man. He killed the man. And when they returned to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the matter, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reprimanded Usama severely. He says that, why did you do this? He says the man only did so he could save his life. There was no other reason. There was no sincerity in the matter. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Usama, did you open up his chest to check up? Did you open up and look into his heart that he only said it to save his life? And Usama says, I wish that I only became a Muslim after that incident there. I wish that, you know, I entered into Islam after that incident, that my Islam would have wiped out all of those bad deeds, and especially this incident here. Subhanallah. And Usama radiallahu ta'ala an, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, then what will you do with the La ilaha illallah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? How are you going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. So these three stories here, we can see the common denominator being, number one, that a man was killed, somebody was killed. Number two, that this person apparently was not a Muslim, he was in that area, apparently was not a Muslim, but then he gave his shahada, and he claimed to be a Muslim, he gave the salam, as Allah mentions in the noble Quran, Alqa ilaykumus salama, he gave you people the salam, or in another qira'ah, Alqa ilaykumus salam, that he offered you people peace, he was coming to you people in a state of peace, and you said, Lasta mu'mina, you are not a believer. And then the Muslims pounced upon him, they killed him, and they also took the booty, returned to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam denounced them, denounced their actions, and reprimanded them severely. So that's the common denominator, whether it occurred with regards to Miqdad, or Muhallim, or Usama, and then maybe the other incidents, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought up the verse. Not necessarily that the verse was revealed about that incident, but rather Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made mention of the verse again. Allah continues, تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Why did you do this? Why did you do this? What was your intention? What was your goal? What was your aim? تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You wanted some of the wealth of this dunya. That's why you did so. That's why you killed him. That's why you said he's insincere, etc. فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَغَانِمُ كَثِيرًا. But rather, that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. There's much more legal booty out there. If you leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you much, much more from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلُ. You people were similar. You were like this. That in the days of Makkah, you people were also hiding your Islam, like this man was hiding his Islam. But nobody came to you and said you were insincere with regards to the matter. And so this man was hiding his Islam because of his situation. Why are you claiming and assuming that he is insincere? Or this could mean that you people also entered the fold of al-Islam with the Shahada, and thus your wealth and your blood all became sanctified with your entering of al-Islam. And so the same with this man, when he mentioned the Shahada, the same rules should also apply upon him. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And then Allah favored you and granted you victory and granted you freedom, etc. And look at this. Allah repeats the matter of verifying that don't make assumptions. Confirm the matter. Investigate the matter. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Double check, triple check. The matter of spilling blood, subhanAllah. This is not a light matter. Imam al-Dhahabi, he lists this matter of spilling blood unjustly as the second major sin. The second major sin, subhanAllah. First, number one, shirk. And number two, spilling blood unjustly. We know on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the first matter to be judged from the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the matter of salah. And from amongst the rights of mankind, the first matter to be judged would be the matter of blood. Allahu musta'an. Allah ends off the verse and he states, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, double check, triple check. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Allah knows exactly what you people do. Allah is fully aware with regards to whatever you do, what you have in your heart. Allah knows exactly what your intentions are. Ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it all. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, some lessons from the story. Number one, the sanctity of human life and the prohibition of unjustly spilling blood. Subhanallah. We know that Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Man qatala nafsan bighayri nafs, whoever spilled the blood of another, and it is not in retaliation with blood which was already spilt. So it's not from the rights mentioned in the Noble Quran of Qisas. So you spill somebody's blood, and it's nothing to do with Qisas. O fasadin fil ard, it's nothing to do with the penalty that this person deserved and he was found guilty for. It's unjust blood. So what's the ruling? فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا Surah Ma'idah, verse number 32. It is as though you've killed all of mankind. You killed one individual unjustly, it is like you've taken the life of all of mankind. Subhanallah. Allahu musta'an. The gravity of the sin, the gravity of the sin. We also know that it's from the seven major sins. As we mentioned, Imam al-Dhahabi lists it as the second major sin after the first sin, which is the matter of shirk. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the Hajj, he asked the people, what day is this? What place is this? What month is this? And then he said, just like all of these are sanctified and sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your blood, your honor, your property, they are also sanctified and sacred. That do not spill, do not take, do not steal. Allahu musta'an. It is the first matter to be judged on Yawm al-Qiyamah as per the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. And Usama ibn Zayd, if the story revolved around him, Usama ibn Zayd, we know that he did not participate in the battles of fitna. The war between Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an and Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Usama, he stayed away from all of that. Why? Because after this incident, he took an oath, I'm not going to fight any Muslim. Look at what happened here. He killed this man. And this man, he said, no, this man was not sincere in his shahada. Usama took a vow, took an oath, I will never ever fight any Muslim. And thus he stayed away from the battle of fitna and the war of fitna. Walhamdulillah. We learn from this story that we judge people by the apparent. And certainty is not removed by doubt. That we judge people by the apparent, by face value. The man claims that he's a Muslim. He gives the salam. He says, I am a Muslim. I've given the shahada. We judge him based upon that. Walhamdulillah. And we leave the matters of the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A brother comes along and he says, you know what? I've embraced Islam. I want to get married to the sister. We don't need to now take him and give him a fancy test and etc. etc. We judge people by the apparent face value. Walhamdulillah. As for the secrets of the heart, we leave that between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainty not removed by doubt. What do we mean by that? That if the man has given the shahada, he has mentioned la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then we do not say no, you are now out of the fold of Islam because of X, Y and Z. You have entered with certainty. We can only exit you from Islam with certainty. Not by doubts. I think this person has fallen into kufr. I think this person has fallen into shirk, and so they're no longer a Muslim, etc. No. You enter with certainty, you can only be removed and expelled with certainty. Number three, that subhanAllah, even the best of people, they can slip and fall into error and fall into sin. Look at Usama ibn Zayd, Miqdad, etc. They went out on this expedition that the dunya got the better of them and blood was spilled, subhanAllah. Not a light matter. But as we mentioned previously, maybe the difference between us and them is what? That they turn to Allah very quickly, turn back to Allah, make amends for the mistakes of the past. Look at Usama. He didn't participate in any battle after when it involved Muslim parties, when it involved two Muslim parties fighting one another. Allahu musta'an. We also learn from the story, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that we shouldn't rush to judge people. that we shouldn't make assumptions. We need to verify. We need to ascertain. We were also maybe in a similar situation. Somebody has now, mashallah, he is a practicing Muslim. But what about your days of jahiliyyah? You were involved in this and involved in that and involved in all of these things here. And now suddenly, mashallah, you are the enforcer of the sharia. Take it easy. Take it easy. Give people some time. Don't rush to judge people. Maybe you were in a similar situation a few years ago. And so give people the benefit of the doubt. We also learn from the story, the cause of this entire problem was what? What was the cause? The cause was love for this dunya. Love for this dunya. They wanted the booty. They wanted the sheep and the wealth that the man had. And so they said, well, you're insincere in your claim. And they spilt his blood and they took the booty. Beware of the charms of this dunya. Beware of the charms of this dunya. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. One verse in the noble Quran. But look at the lessons from this verse, subhanAllah. Look at the story behind this verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our hearts to understand the noble Quran. Remove the locks from the hearts of our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of the Quran, Ahlul Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.